we really wanted to create this story in this book that approached kindergarten like a character, and that's warm and welcoming and exciting. You know, I wanted to feel like the room was ready for them.
That's Pete Oswald, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Pete Oswald is a New York Times best-selling picture book creator. Among his many credits, he's the illustrator for the Food Group series, The Good Egg, The Bad Seed, and The Smart Cookie. And he's the production designer behind classic animated films, including the Angry Birds movie franchise and the Oscar-nominated Paranorman. He joins us to talk about Kindergarten Gets Ready. Pete, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
I understand this book is inspired, at least in part, by your son. Tell us about that.
The book is titled Kindergarten Gets Ready, written by Naomi Danis and illustrated by myself. When I got contacted to work on this book, my editor, Little Brown, Susan Rich, sent me the manuscript. And it just happened to be around the same time, the exact same time, that my third son and youngest son was starting his first day of kindergarten. So I started the sketches for this project the same week that my son started first grade. And so there's a lot of emotion in there of taking your child and taking them to kindergarten and you know, holding their hand as they walk through the classroom. And we really tried to tap into that, some of those emotions and some of those feelings.
Well, this story is told sort of from the perspective of the kindergarten teacher, because the kindergarten teacher is getting ready for school to begin. Tell us a bit about the story people are going to find here.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, wonderful story told by the perspective of Mr. B, who is the teacher of the kindergarten class. And it goes through the days, each day of the week, as he prepares his classroom. And the classroom starts as, you know, it's in the summertime, so it's full of boxes and it's a little dusty and gray. And as each day of the week goes and gets closer and closer to him preparing for the children, the classroom gets brighter and gets more organized and more welcoming. And, you know, I really love that idea of kind of the behind the scenes. Look at how a teacher prepares their classroom. You know, my mother's, she was a teacher. She was an art teacher and taught art at my school growing up. And so I know what it takes, you know, seeing her prepare for her class and how much care and thought goes into creating this space for kids to learn.
And this is a picture book. So for what age is the book intended?
I think it's anywhere from, you know, 3 to 7, but, you know, the sweet spot is 5-year-olds. So I think, you know, anybody who's getting ready to take that leap into kindergarten, that's our sweet spot.
And your book is different from some other books that might have been written on this topic in that it doesn't talk about jitters. It doesn't talk about nervousness and overcoming that. It just presents a nice, calm presentation of what they might find on that first day when they arrive there after the teachers prep the room.
We really wanted to create this story in this book that approached kindergarten like a character, and that's warm and welcoming and exciting. You know, I wanted to feel like the room was ready for them. There's this great article that Margaret Wise Brown wrote. She's an incredible, you know, children's book author, wrote Goodnight Moon for the Bank Street College of Education. It's called Writing for 5-Year-Olds. And she talks about how kids connect to simple sensory details and familiar moments that really guided how, you know, we built each page and I designed the book that way. So I, you know, focused on small things like textures and light and objects that kids would recognize to get a sense of rhythm across the pages, just to create this exciting and calm space.
Pete, to give us a taste of this book, would you read a portion of it for us?
Yeah, of course. When summer is almost over, Mr. B knows it's time to head to school and get his classroom ready for the first day of kindergarten. On Monday, he arrives at school and opens the classroom door. He has a lot of work to do. First, Mr. B opens the windows. He moves boxes and bags out of the way. He dusts and sweeps the classroom. On Tuesday, Mr. B unpacks the books, lining them up with their spines out so they can fit on the shelves and everyone can see their titles.
So in this picture book, as we discussed, it's told from the perspective of the teacher, Mr. B. Was there a particular inspiration for him?
Yeah, there's many inspirations, actually. You know, I said that obviously my mother is a teacher, so I was inspired by how she would kind of create her space for her classrooms, but also educators that I grew up with, Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers from Mr. Rogers. So you'll see Mr. B's wearing a cardigan that's inspired by Mr. Rogers, and also LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow. So those are two educators that I grew up, and we wanted to inject some of their personality and inspiration from Mr. B.
The thing about this book in particular, I've talked with a lot of picture book authors and illustrators, is that the big weight of the story is being told by your pictures. The words are actually fairly sparse throughout the book. So I'm curious about the creative process. Did you just get the text and it was up to your imagination to fill in all the details, or was there some direction along the way?
There was a lot of conversations specifically with Susan Rich, who is our editor. And when I first read Naomi's text, I immediately started having all these visuals come to mind. But Susan and I really bounced a lot of ideas off each other and had this idea of kind of creating, in the beginning, the book is, it's filled with a little more chaos and the colors are a little bit darker. And as the book gets, towards the end, everything is more organized and colorful and primary colors. And for me, this like the idea of cleaning something up, I'm a kind of a type A personality too. I love order. And I think, kids love having boundaries and creating a space that's safe and that's organized. So I think having that was really influential in creating the pictures. And when we make a picture book, it's really that, you can have text and you can have illustrations, but it's when the illustrations and the text work with each other and to create another idea, like that's the magic of picture books right there.
How would you describe your illustration style?
Well, for every book, it's a bit different. This book specifically, I wanted it to feel very handmade, very colorful and simple. And there's a lot of like close-ups of the classrooms and objects that I wanted kids to see, familiar objects, pencils and paper and toys that they might have in the corner. There's also another little character, Yoshi, who's the class pet. He's a little gerbil. And so, it gives some life throughout the book. So as we're turning the page, you're looking for Yoshi. He's kind of hidden in some of the pages as we go. So yeah, I just wanted the art style to have a kind of a calm but yet simple approach.
And as I mentioned before, there's so much of the story that's told visually here. I'm wondering your work with animated film and that sort of thing, how that affects your approach to a picture book.
Yeah, the two, making films and making picture books, there's a lot of correlation. There's a lot of similarities. But with picture books, you really only get one image, per page. And so the image can either reflect what the text is saying, or the image can be before or after the text. So I love kind of creating that time and that space, that you don't get to do with making a film. And there's something very tactile about creating a book and that page turn idea, which leans into this, idea that we wanted to create a classroom that the kids wanted to come and play with the toys and be in and touch all the pencils and paints and all of that. So yeah, I love that distinction between books and film. So that was really fun to explore that.
Well, in your film work and obviously the picture books, you're dealing with an audience of kids. What is it you enjoy about creating books for young people?
I think it allows me to tap into my inner child. I think we all have that, and some of the best storytellers for children have a really great connection to their own childhood and to kids. Like I said, I have three young boys, and so that also keeps me excited and connected to telling stories for children. So it's most of all, it's just what the feeling that it gives me, because I think thinking like a child is the most pure and authentic way of thinking.
The thing about a picture book, which I find fascinating, is that you're really speaking to two audiences. There's the child, but the child is being read to by an adult. So do you keep that reader in mind as well?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think we always try to involve everybody, you know, make specifically kids and then the adults that may be reading it. I think it's important that that we try to appeal to adults, but not cross the line where we're making a book for adults. I think it's great to show that there's care and there's thoughtfulness. And then especially somebody like a teacher who obviously is an adult that there's thought behind that. So I think that's really important.
And the detail in your pictures, since picture books are frequently read over and over again, with the kind of detail in there, you can discover new things as you view those images over and over again.
Yeah, that was a really fun part about creating this book specifically, is that all of the objects in the room, you know, they start off in boxes and maybe on the floor, hidden on the shelf. But then as the book comes, you know, to an end, as we're getting closer for the children to start their first day of kindergarten, you get to see those same objects put in a different place, cleaned up, organized. So it's really fun for the reader to be kind of looking. I always loved those picture books, you know, the hidden pictures ideas. So I think it gives another layer to the storytelling.
So what's next for you?
Well, I've got a couple other books that I'm writing and illustrating, but I'm really excited to go and do some tours for Kindergarten Gets Ready. So yeah, I'm just super excited about this book.
The picture book is Kindergarten Gets Ready, written by Naomi Danis and illustrated by Pete Oswald. Pete, thank you for talking with me today.
Dan, thank you so much. Incredible questions, and thanks for having me.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.